Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Hustle & Pro. I'm your host, Kelly Walker. Today we are doing an FC Dallas episode. So in November, I brought you a behind the scenes of Media Day of the Texas Legends. Last year before baseball season, we did a Rough Riders team preview. And now I'm going to show you some behind the scenes for FC Dallas. Tonight we are at Cocktails and Cleats, which is an FC Dallas Foundation event. But I'm able to come as media and pull a couple player interviews and also team owner interviews. So that's fun. Being part of the media covering this team also means Zoom press conferences and all kinds of different things. So I'm going to give you a taste of a few of those things in this episode. Let's jump in. Let's see what players we can grab.
First up, we have Jesus Ferreira. He plays forward for FC Dallas. He's one of our homegrown players. He also plays for the U.S. men's national team. Here we go.
All right.
Wait, do I look good?
Yeah, you look good. Perfect. All right, so do you feel like you've even got much of a break? I feel like you have been out there nonstop in our eye. Did you get an off season enough that you wanted?
Yeah, I mean, I think that for me, it's always about playing soccer, you know. So the shorter the off season is, the better. You know, I want to get going, but I did get a little break there. Got to travel with my friends, travel with my teammates, and so I got a good break, and I was just all over the place.
What's changing going into this season? You had a big season last year. I feel like breakthrough stuff with national teams. So what is changing for you personally as you go into this next season?
No, I think for me, it's just focusing on what I can improve from last season. You know, there's a lot of things that I can improve. I'm always trying to push myself to be the best player that I can be. And obviously last season, I changed a few things, and my plan for this season is changing a few things. And so just focusing on myself first and making sure that I'm in a good state, a good mind to be able to start the season strong. And you know, now I'm realizing that it's not all about scoring goals. It's about how I'm playing and what I can bring to the team. And I'm excited that my teammates, my coaches, the coaching staff, and the owners know what I'm capable of doing and believe in me and trust me, and that they can give me time to, you know, be able to adapt and get to my rhythm.
Yeah, so you said you are realizing you don't have to be just the goal scorer. Does that mean that's not your primary role? Like, you're going to be different on the field at all doing that? Or how do you see that playing
out? I think that it's mainly more of, you know, if I don't score in a game, I don't have to, you know, put myself down or kill myself just because I'm not scoring. You know, I'm a nine that comes down and builds out and helps in the build out and can get into the box and score goals and assist. And so my goal right now is to, you know, focus on having good games, making sure that my touch is right, that I'm giving the best version of myself to my teammates and the team that can help us win. And so for me, it's just focusing on just having a good game. My one and two, which is my first touch, second touch, my runs, making sure that I'm available for my teammates, and then I know that the goals will come.
What game on the schedule are you most looking forward to?
Oof, that's a hard one. You know, I think every game it's important for us, and every game it's one that we want to go to. But obviously, Austin is always a game that we want to go out there and do great things. And so it's always exciting to go out there and play in their stadium, you know, great stadium, great fans. And so that's one of the games. And I know we play them three times this year. So hopefully one of them we can come out with a victory and do a good role.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Jesus.
All right, next up, we're going to hear from Paul Areola, who is also a forward for FC Dallas and plays for the U.S. men's national team. Here's Paul.
First of all, anything exciting happened to you on the off season this year?
Yeah, I got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was definitely my highlight. Really excited and really excited for this new chapter.
Yeah. So what, when you start this season fresh, I mean, the big exciting personal off season, what do you come into as far as your goals or anything different you want to do this season than last year?
Yeah, I just want to be better than last year. You know, I had a career year last year, but you know, kind of doesn't really mean too much if I can't build on that. So definitely individually, my goals are to be better than I was last year, and obviously collectively is to win a championship, right? There's multiple ways to win a trophy. There's multiple trophies at stake, and so for us, I think, you know, the only way that we can really be successful in a sport is by winning trophies, and that's what we're going to try and do.
What are some specific things, though? I mean, like you said, you had a big year, so what is it that you can improve on the field? Like, anything specifically?
Yeah, I still think there's a few chances, looking back at last year, that you know, I would have made a little bit differently. Some easier passes to make for assists. I had a few goals that were called offsides. Yeah, I think just to be in double digits assists and goals this year is really important for me. Obviously, it was great being an MLS All-Star. But like I said, it's for me, it's in the past. It's kind of done with, and
yeah,
it doesn't really matter unless I can do it again.
Right, do it all again. So what about leadership on this team? I assume that you are a leader in the locker room. So tell me about that.
Yeah, look, right now, obviously, with Matt Hedges leaving, there's not too many veterans. You know, we have a lot of young guys, really young, energetic group. And, you know, for me right now, I'm considered one of the older guys, I guess, in the group. But naturally, I think I'm just a leader based on experience, based on what I've gone through, the ups and downs in my life, and also the connections that I have within the team. And, you know, I'm looking forward to building on that and helping this team win.
Thoughts on the new jersey?
I love it. I think it's an amazing way to pay tribute to the past, and also for the guys that are here. It's the present, right? And
yeah,
and being able to kind of combine those two is something special, and it's something different. Hopefully the fans love it, and hopefully we do really well in the jersey.
Sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
Awesome.
Take that. Good luck.
Thank you, man.
Next up, we have the owners of FC Dallas, Dan and Clark Hunt. So their dad is Lamar Hunt and was famous for a lot of things in sports, in tennis, in football, and in soccer. So the first interview you'll hear here is Dan. And I talked to Dan in a group, like, media setting, and I asked him a question about the off-season player trades and movement. And then you'll hear the Telemundo reporter ask him about the new jersey, which was revealed the night of this event. And then after that, you're going to hear a quick snippet from Clark's interview, and the Channel 8 sports guy asks him about winning the Super Bowl. So just a few snippets of that group interview with these guys, the owners of FC Dallas and the Kansas City Chiefs.
You mentioned dynamic and a couple things. What was your top priority when you're in the off season making changes and roster moves? What are you most looking at to build this team?
You know, we scored a lot of goals this last year, and defensively I think we were very good, but it was that narrow margin that kept us from advancing. And we were actually talking about this earlier. Hot Air Obregon almost scored that goal in Austin to tie it up, and you know, from there, who knows where it goes.
Yeah,
but it was, you know, sports is really just a matter of inches, and that's how what separates. We just saw it in the Super Bowl, right? You had two teams that were almost identical, and it came down to one possession. Well, soccer didn't exactly have one possession, but I see MLS like that. And so we were needing to get a little bit better at the margins. I think we're addressing, you know, trying to reinforce our goal scoring. We defensively just get a little bit better there. And obviously our goalkeeper is fantastic here. And I would argue that we probably have three of the best in the entire league if you look at them together as a unit. And so that helps bring a lot of stability to the back line. They're great guys. Obviously very different in age and career path, but that was really our focus, is just to improve on the margins, because that one or two goal differential is what can take you to the finals.
Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about the idea of doing the Dallas Burn t-shirt to this season.
Yeah, you know, we like harkening back to our history, and we're standing right now in the National Soccer Hall of Fame, and as you look around, you see the stuff honoring the legacy and past of soccer in this country. The Dallas Tornado, which is really our original franchise here in Dallas. It was my father's first soccer franchise. There's a trophy case here with all the jerseys and memorabilia from that. And you know, the Dallas Burn is such an important part of our history. It's one of the founding 10 teams of Major League Soccer. It was the first MLS team in Dallas, and it was playing down in the Cotton Bowl. And you know, over time things changed, and we acquired the Dallas Burn at the time from Major League Soccer. It started operations in 2001. And my dad had the idea to eventually rebrand the team, especially moving up here to Frisco to our beautiful facility at Toyota Stadium Soccer Center. But we want to honor that past, that legacy. So a lot of effort went into that and honoring the prior teams and all the success that the Dallas Burn had. We had a lot of fun doing it, putting the horse back on the jersey. And if you look at the jersey, you see the pattern of the flames embedded in the main jersey. So a lot of fun things. It's the Burn Baby Burn jersey. And we had fun designing it. It was a cool way. So many of our fans often talk about if we're going to rename the team back to the Dallas Burn or mention the time of the Dallas Burn or memories from the Cotton Bowl. And it's been a gigantic seller already.
Obviously, you have been kind of embroiled with the NFL for the last week. I mean, those questions have come. How are you feeling now after winning the Super Bowl? And kind of sitting on top of the dynasty.
Yeah, well, very special feeling being able to lead the Chiefs back to the Super Bowl and winning our second Super Bowl in the last 4 years. It's a credit to the great people that we have, starting with Andy Reid and, of course, Patrick Mahomes on the field. We're not using the word dynasty yet. We feel like we've got hopefully some more opportunities coming down the line, but we also know how special those opportunities are. 2 years ago, we were in Tampa, and things didn't go our way that night, and you know, we felt it was definitely a missed opportunity. And the guys really used that as motivation and got it done this past Sunday.
I want to ask you.
Now, the final snippet I want to show you guys, a little behind the scenes media, is from a press conference done over Zoom. This is a very common way that I deal with FC Dallas and get information from players and coaches. So you will see me ask a question to head coach Nico Estevez. And then after that, he left the Zoom and a player came on. And so Tariq Scott was that player and I asked him a question. And here we go.
Jump over to Kelly, please.
Hey, you mentioned splitting tomorrow into 45s to work on building fitness. How much on the offseason, if any, are you able to keep a pulse on what they're doing to keep up with fitness? Or do you just set an expectation at the end of the season and see where they are when they join you again now?
Well, I think one important thing is we have an expression in Spain that, and I talked with the players in the first day in the welcome meeting to them, no? One thing that is going to be really important for their career and for this year is the invisible training, right? What do you do when no one is watching? And if we go to the off season, there is always players that have this discipline to do their workout, the plan that we set to them, and they arrive really, really good and fit to the preseason, and others that they don't do. You can see right away, they're having difficulties to keep the rhythm and the intensity of the team. And as we tell them, we try to educate them as best as possible and do everything that we can do. And we'll use all the resources that we have to tell them like how important it is if they want to have a longer career to take care of themselves and how, you know, the nutrition, the discipline on your prevention exercises and how you, what you do in your daily days is important and on how long it's gonna be your career. It's not about what you can do right now if it's, you can be a player for a long time. And I think you have a young group since obviously you can see like some guys have more difficulties to understand or they feel like as they are young, they can get the shape very, very quick. But they have to know is that when they're getting older, this is not going to be the same. They need to have these habits and discipline that will help them to, you know, continue doing every single day. But so far, and like last year, I think the players that did their job arrive really good. They're doing a really good job. And the players that have more difficulties to deal with that, they have the good mentality to, okay, I have to hang in there and keep at the level.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kelly. Hello, Tariq. Thank you for joining us. We'll go ahead and get started with questions for you. We have a few media members that are interested in your time out in Spain, how you're doing out there and adjusting to the travel. So we'll get started with questions from Ms. Kelly Walker, and then we'll go to Nathan Hill. Kelly, please start.
Hey, thanks for joining us. So as you kind of are this taking the steps through like the typical pattern of FC Dallas and homegrowns, how are you feeling now there training with first team and these last few days and looking at starting playing tomorrow?
It's going pretty good. You know, it's a bit of like a strange transition in the beginning, you know, being the young guy, the rookie, like with being 17 with a bunch of older guys. So it was a bit like, the first day was always like nerve wracking, but just building into it, the guys are really like, they're caring because like the good amount of them are homegirls themselves. They've been in my position and they're really like including with me and Nolan. So it was a good building process. And even here where we get to travel and be here and on a beautiful, beautiful pitch and play soccer again, it was a very good experience for me. It's being a good learning moment, just growing every day. And, you know, it's been a better experience than yesterday has. And every day is just getting better and better.
That's a wrap for this episode. We'll see you next time on Hustle and Pro. Be sure to follow us on YouTube so you'll get notifications for the next episode. And find us on Instagram at Hustle and Pro.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.